Holly, thank you so much for joining us here on Galesburg Live.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Now, you've been on Galesburg Live before.
I have, yes.
But in a different capacity.
Yes.
In your day job.
Yes, my 9-to-5-er.
Yeah, that's right. And you are a doctor of physical therapy.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm at OSF St. Mary's now.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of people recognize your voice. But today, we're talking wine.
Wine.
And Hidden Hills has a very special event coming up on August 1st. A group that was here last year when Craig Morgan was here. You want to tell us about this event?
Yes. So we are super excited. So we are having Brushville come to the winery on August 1st. The doors will open at 5:30. The band starts at 7. We're super excited to be having them. So I had never heard of Brushville until I went to the Craig Morgan concert and had so much fun with Brushville in the tents afterwards. We had such a great time, and we kept kind of throwing around the idea, we should get Brushville, and we never really thought about it. One day we're like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's call and do it. Let's find out how much it is. And they were awesome, and they were worked with us, and we were able to get them out at the winery.
Now, they're fairly local, right?
They are local, but they've actually been like, I mean, they have shared the stage with some huge names. Yeah. They've been with Lady A, Keith Urban, some big people down in Nashville, and CMT really kind of plays them up well. So they have a lot of local gigs because they tend to stay around here.
Yeah.
But they have done some bigger shows out from here.
Yeah, because I thought they were, some of the guys are from Peoria, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what a tough thing for a new group like this to go through all this COVID-19 stuff and have part of their year just kind of canceled out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting for you guys because it really is kind of the first big thing of the year, would you say?
Yes, it is. Yeah, because with all the different guidelines in place, we're lucky we have a really large outdoor space so we can still do it with the amount of people that we're having. So we're really lucky to be able to do it.
Yeah. So are you selling tickets then?
We are. So you can get tickets now through Eventbrite. The link is on our website or Facebook page at Hidden Hills wines.com or on our Facebook page at Hidden Hills. And before the event, they are $15, and at the door, they're $20.
Okay, great. So, rain. Weather.
We have a rain date. So if it does rain, we have worked with Brushville to have a rain date. So if it does rain, it will be canceled. But we'll hopefully be able to reschedule that with a rain date.
Are you guys ready for a really huge crowd there? Because this is could be the big thing.
The
fair canceled and all.
Yes, and you know it's funny because we were kind of up in the air about it. But Brushville was at Mackinac Winery. Not last weekend, but 2 weekends ago, and they've been at a couple other local wineries, and they have also been fine. So we're like, okay, we'll keep going then.
Yeah, I would say that you're, especially around here, because
this
has been, you know, everybody's been sheltered away. There hasn't been any really big events. Are you concerned about the whole social distancing thing?
We are in the sense is we just want people to respect the rules that are set out, you know, in place, as you do in every public situation that you're at. Like I said, we have a large enough outdoor space that I think we'll be fine. And there will be some, you know, rules in place and some asking to social distance, things like that. But we'll have all that posted on our website and on the Facebook page before the concert, and we'll have signs up at the concert.
Yeah, right. Now, being outside, do people have to wear masks or
anything?
It
will
like
really
that?
Depend on what phase we're in at that point.
That's true. There's a lot of unknowns right now.
Yeah, we don't know within the next couple of weeks what's really going to happen. So we're actually kind of playing everything by ear. So do, if you get your tickets beforehand or you're planning on coming, do just keep an eye on things, whether it be, again, Facebook or our website, in case things do change. If the governor, you know, pulls back a little bit, then we may have to change some things.
Well, Brushville, we've been playing their music on our sister station, FM 95, of course. And they were here with Craig Morgan last year at the Knox County Fairgrounds. And then after the concert, they went to the beer garden. Yes. And I heard that was massive.
It was so fun. I'm not going to lie. I was on the dance floor till they were like dragging me out. We had so much fun dancing on the back in the barn after that. It was such a great time.
Let's step back and let's talk about how this all got started. Because, again, you're a doctor of physical therapy. Mm-hmm. How does this all start? I mean, I look on your website, it says it's a dream come true.
Yes.
Tell us about how this dream came true.
Well, I guess I kind of married into the dream.
Okay.
So my now husband Chauncey, his second cousin David, and started cash renting property from Chauncey's mom several years ago, before he and I even got involved. His name's David Poland. He's our co-owner and our winemaker, David. And so he started cash renting some land from Chauncey's mom because he wanted to start a vineyard. And so after a few years, he had asked Chauncey, he decided he wanted to go the next step and make this vineyard become a winery, and had approached Chauncey to see if he was that something he was wanting to invest in and help with. And Chauncey decided that, yeah, he did. And at the time, he and I were just dating. And so by when we got married and engaged, Chauncey actually deployed for a year right after we got engaged. And so during that year, not a whole lot happened with the winery process since he was gone. And then the following year, we got married. And then after that, we kind of started making some progress with David on wanting to set up a winery. So David is retired from Caterpillar, and he was doing some home winemaking on his own and just really wanted to take it a step further. And Chauncey and I were looking for an investment, so it just kind of made sense for all of us.
My gosh.
Yeah.
What branch of service is your husband in?
He is in the Air National Guard, so he is stationed out of Peoria.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where did he get deployed?
I don't even remember that time. Oh. He's been deployed, I think, four times. So he was overseas. Yeah, he was overseas. I forget where that one was.
I'm sure. No. I'm sure it's one of those things you're like, I don't want to think about.
I don't remember that.
It's gotta be a tough thing.
Yeah, you know what? He has been awesome, and it's a family thing in his family to be in the military and serve their country, and he is by far my hero. It'll be, I think, 18 years. He's been in 18 years. So he's got a few more years left before he can retire.
What rank is he? What rank is he?
He is a master sergeant now.
Okay.
So, but he loves it. And like I said, he signed up when he was 18, and he's been doing it ever since. So super proud of him.
So the service, you're a doctor. Mm-hmm. How do you make time to bring Hidden Hills to life? I know Mr. Poland, but is working on it too. But my gosh,
I would just say God bless David and our tasting room manager Jenny. So we have a phenomenal tasting room manager. Her name is Jenny, and she has been with us since the very beginning, which is wonderful. And she has just worked her tail off, getting us organized. And she is our social media marketing person. She's organized. She's wonderful. And David is our winemaker, like I said, and he heads up the vineyard work. And so honestly, Chauncey and I, we get off pretty easy. I'm not going to lie. We have two small kids. So we were upfront with David when it all started, like, hey, we've got kids and we both got full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And David is super understanding of that. And this is what he wanted to do with his retirement time. So Chauncey and I help out when we can, and we're there to bounce off ideas and do different things like
that. Right.
But David and Jenny, man, they hold down the fort for us for sure.
Now, I asked you when we were off the air, how do you explain to people where Hidden Hills is located? And you really are hidden.
We are definitely hidden. And it's funny because the Hidden Hills was used to describe our vineyard because it's hidden in the woods too. But oddly enough, our location is hidden in the hills also. So I tell people we are behind Love's Travel Stop in Knoxville. So there's a road right in between Love's and the Legion that says trucks, and you take that clear back and there's signs to follow.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was the first time I was there, I thought I was going to miss the sign. But once you see it the first time, you don't miss
you don't
it
miss
ever
it.
Again.
Yep, you know where to go after that.
You know where to go after that. And you were telling me how nice it's been to work with Love's.
It has been. They have just been a really phenomenal neighbor. You
talked to a Mr. Love. There's a Mr. Love's.
It was crazy. We had a question for them about signage on their property, and I sent it to the manager of the Knoxville Love's thinking he would be able to tell me. Well, next thing you know, I get a email, and at the bottom it's like owner and operator of Love's, and it was Mr. Love, and he was just the nicest guy in his email. And we had one other thing we wanted to bring up with them, and they had it fixed within weeks, and they have just been phenomenal neighbors. So shout out to Love's Travel Stop because they've been great.
What a great addition to our community here, our very own vineyard. Do you have people say that too? It's like our very own vineyard.
Yes, we do. And when the thought of it was coming up, we had so many people like, oh, this is going to be so phenomenal. I can't wait. And I'll tell you, we have had wonderful support from the community, and we have some very, very loyal customers who have just been awesome, especially through the whole COVID shutdown thing when we were just doing curbside and some different things like that. We had some loyal customers who have really just been by our side, and we really appreciate them sticking with us through everything. So it's been a great addition.
Right. Well, we want to continue our conversation kind of talking about giving people an idea of how this all got started. Mm-hmm. And Dave Poland and you and your husband Chauncey, and tell us about the property itself. I mean, the vineyard, you've got the main building there, but the vineyard is back on a different property.
Yes. Yeah. So the vineyard is still on my husband's family farm.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
Where he's at. So we have, I think we now have 6 acres of grapes on his family farm, which is south of Lake Bracken.
Okay.
And that's where our vineyard is. And then the winery itself, like we said, is located behind Love's.
Yeah.
We have a few grapevines there. They're more for kind of ambiance and atmosphere.
Sure.
And different things like that. But we do have, you know, some grapevines there. And we just planted them and they're doing great. They have been blossoming and going phenomenal. And so they've been in the, actually they've been in the vineyard and with the grapes a lot these couple weeks, been spraying and getting ready to do some things like that. We usually don't harvest until September, October time.
Oh.
But trying to, you know, keep the grass mowed, keep the Japanese beetles away, like everybody's trying to do things like that. And it's crazy. The different things too is, I don't know what isn't, but the birds know the instant our grapes turn. Like we have to net because we have learned the hard way that within a 24 hours time, those birds will come in and just clean us out. They know the instant they're ready to be picked and they're in there. So we have to net kind of during that time right before when they get sweet. So it's been a lot of vineyard work. And then the property itself, like I said, is behind Love's and we have an outdoor seating area. Mm-hmm. We have an outdoor patio there. We're getting ready to cover half of it. So if rain, you know, if it's too bright, too much sun, things like that, people have somewhere to go in some different time acclimate weather. And so we're getting ready to cover part of it. And then we have our indoor tasting room too, which is open now, but to limited seating.
Okay. Holly Weidenhammer is the co-owner of Hidden Hills Vineyard and Winery. And she's our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. It's so nice to go out there on a Friday night, my wife and I, and some of our family, we go out there and sit in the, it's kind of shady over there in the patio area.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have some cheese and crackers and have some wine. It's just a nice, relaxing area out there, nice and quiet. And let's talk about the whole, did you have to become an agronomist when you got into this? I mean, because, boy, is there so much science involved?
There really is. And like I said, that is David's wheelhouse, man.
Yeah.
He is into the chemistry part of it and the winemaking. We had a wonderful consultant through the IGGVA, the Illinois Grape Growers and Vendors Association, with Brad Beam. He's our consultant and he helped us out when we were first getting started. And now David's our main winemaker. And so we have several different wines. We have a few that are there all the time. So
okay.
We have a group of wines that are there. They're our main wine list. They're probably not going away anytime soon.
Okay.
And then we each season, we have a new seasonal wine. So our last season, we just got done. We just did cherry. For the spring, and it was wonderful.
I had that. It was great.
It was very good.
Pretty great.
It was great. And so we just actually are getting ready to release our new summer wine, and that will be within the next week or two, we'll be announcing our release date for our release party for our summer wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you were putting this all together, you wanted to create, obviously you've created your brand.
Yes.
What are you known for then?
I think
what would you say?
The big thing is quality local wine with a kind of a hometown atmosphere and feel, you know. If you travel to some wineries, you go and you can get, I feel like you sometimes get fantastic views and okay wine. And then great places you go and you get great wine with an okay atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to be somewhere where for people who have drank wine their whole lives or people who have never had a glass could come in and feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They can ask questions or they can go relax. You know, we really wanted it to be welcoming to everybody. Because I know a lot of people in this area were not wine drinkers. And we have a lot of people kind of like, I have no idea what I like. And we're like, let us walk you through this.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to educate people on wine and give them somewhere where they feel at home and they feel like they could ask questions and just relax. Like you said, our catch line is uncork and unwind with Hidden Hills, you know. And that's really what we want you to do. We want you to come in, uncork a bottle, unwind inside, outside. We have live music every weekend in July coming on. So keep tabs on our Facebook or website for that. And just come and enjoy yourself and relax and try something new if you're new to the wine business.
Yeah.
Or if you've been drinking it for a while, step out of your comfort zone and try something maybe you wouldn't always try somewhere.
Very nice. Holly's a co-owner of Hidden Hills Vineyard and Winery. Let's talk about some of your signature wines here.
Yeah, so we have from heavy dry red to a crisp dry white, and then we have some stuff in between. So we have our heavy dry red, our light dry red, our sweet red, and our red blend, and those are our red wines. And then we have our crisp dry white, our semi-sweet white, our sweet white, and our rosé. And those are the ones that make up kind of the general everyday. And then, like I said, then we'll have our seasonal one also.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Were you involved in the creation of these as well?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We try all of them. Like I said, between David and Brad, they kind of get the general layout going, and we all taste test and get our input in. And it's nice because Dave's a red drinker, a dry red. My husband is a sweet, sweet wine drinker. He loves all those fruity wines. Yeah. And I'm kind of in the middle somewhere. And between some of our employees and us, we usually have every palate covered.
Yeah.
So I think we're pretty good at trying to make a wine that resonates with a crowd.
So you say you harvest the grapes in September.
Yes.
And then from then on, you're making the wine for next year.
Yep,
is it?
The next batch. Yes,
yeah, the
sir.
Next batch. Mm-hmm. How long does that batch take?
It depends on the wine.
Okay.
Some of them have to ferment longer than others. You know, some of them we have to add a little bit more stuff to. But it depends when we're ready to bottle them, how long we have them sit in the wine vats. But it depends on the type of wine and when we're ready to bottle.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Holly is the co-owner of Hidden Hills Vineyard and Winery behind Love's in Knoxville. And one of my favorite things to do is to go to a winery and just do the tasting.
Yes.
Do you have that?
We do.
Where you can step up to the counter and then you just like you said, I don't know anything about it.
Yes.
I'd like to get a sample of everything. Tell us about your tasting.
So our tastings are $3 for six of the wines. You can try six wines for $3. And if you buy a bottle, your tasting fee is waived.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times if we have a new seasonal, we sneak that in there for you too, so you can get a taste of that. But yep, you can kind of just go in and if you say, hey, I want to do a tasting, our employees will ask you a few questions, kind of gauge your taste a little bit on, do we start you with the dries? Do we start you with the sweets in the middle somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll walk you right through it. And if based on your feedback, then we'll pick a different wine and we'll try to narrow it down to something that you enjoy the most.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you were kind of in the middle, you said, as far as the dry and sweet. I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle the really sweet.
Yep.
But now my wife, on the other hand, she loves the sweeter, the better.
Yep, that's
she can
my
handle
husband.
That. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just, what's your favorite?
Oh, okay, that's hard. I'd probably say my favorite, I have two, depending on my taste bud that day.
Sure.
I'd say the crisp dry white or the sweet red. Because I'm not a sweet wine drinker, but I can drink our sweet red, and I love it. I love it. And then we also have these new things. They're wine slushies in a bag.
Mm.
And we have peach Bellini, red sangria, and white sangria. And you can add a bottle of wine to it, put it in the freezer, shake it up, and it's like a slushie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are amazing. So my husband and I have been on a wine slushie kick lately. So if you find us on our back deck at all, don't do a cup check. It's probably a wine slushie.
When we're talking wine, I can really get into that because my wife and I love going to different wineries and we love going to Hidden Hills. And I'm a fan of the sweet red, so mm-hmm. I did like the cherry. But you said you've got a release party coming up here soon for your new summer wine.
We do. So it's always a surprise what our new wine is, and we get people trying to break us all the time for it. But we have our new summer wine coming out. So in the next week or so, you should hear a release date about that. And then we usually auction off our last bottle of the previous one. So we'll have our last bottle of cherry. We usually keep one hidden away and we auction that off. And the money usually goes to a good cause. A lot of times we do the USO of Illinois with my husband and I's ties to the military. And the USO of Illinois has been awesome to us during his deployment. So we donate the money to the USO of Illinois for the last bottle. And then we release our new one and everybody gets a tasting. And I have to tell you, those seasonal ones, they go quick.
Do they?
They go quick. And I feel like the more we release them, the quicker they go because people realize we're not kidding. We're not bringing them back, you know, anytime soon. And so people are like, oh, you can bring back the peach or the strawberry or the blackberry. And we will bring them back, but we will never do it the next year.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So we did those all last year. So this year it's going to be four new wines. So we've had the cherry. We have the new one, then we'll do two more. So we may bring them back, but it won't be anytime soon. So if you like it, you need to buy it by the case.
That's some good marketing right there, Holly.
Is.
That's a good. Create that demand. Holly Weidenhammer is the co-owner of Hidden Hills Vineyard and Winery behind Love's in Knoxville. And it's such a great facility there, and it is available for rental.
Yeah, it's a very versatile facility, which is really nice. Because like I said, we have our tasting room on the inside. We have the outdoor space that is available to be rented. And then what a lot of people don't know is we also have our production side of the room. Oh. So if you have a bigger event, we can open up the production side and allow people to kind of flow in there or do tables back there too if it's a little bit bigger event. But we are available for rentals. With the COVID, it is limited seating and things like that. But you can always contact us. Like I said, our manager name is Jenny, and she handles all of our setups and all of our rentals. And you can either message her on Facebook, call her, email or anything like that. You can get our information online. But she would be happy to set up anything we have, bridal showers, surprise birthday parties, weddings, different, anything you want to have just a nice venue for. We had a celebration of life there, and it was a phenomenal way. The family was really happy that they could bring everybody out there and be outdoors. And it was a lovely, lovely day. So any type of event, we're really a versatile facility for that.
Well, that's great. Are you booked up a lot? I mean,
with, like I said, with everything that's happened, we had to cancel a lot of our bookings, but now that we are open again with that limited amount, we are starting to book back up with showers.
That's right.
A lot of people had to put their weddings on hold. And a lot of people, we have had some people say, we can't find anything for our wedding because everybody's rescheduling theirs and people had already had it booked before. So we do have a lot of people contacting us for rentals.
Sure. So the sooner you can call, the better.
Yes.
Now, how has this COVID-19 affected you? We've mentioned a little bit here and there. Has this been really tough for you guys?
I will say, at the beginning, we closed down for a little bit, and then we decided, let's go ahead and do some curbside pickup because some, restaurants and things were doing curbside. So we went to limited hours, limited days, and we were curbside only. And again, a huge thank you to our loyal customers who did that. We had quite a few people who were coming for curbside. And then once we were open up outdoors, again, everybody was so ready at that time to do anything and everything, so we had a lot of people utilizing the outdoor space and now we're opened up, to limited capacity. So we're starting to get a little bit busier, and now we're getting Brushville and rentals. And like I said, we have wine and yoga every Thursday night, which has been awesome.
Whoa.
Because it's outdoors.
Okay.
So we have, we can do a large group, and it has been phenomenal. Wine, if you haven't done wine and yoga, you need to come out on Thursdays at 6 and do wine and yoga. It is so relaxing and nice out there. It's always just beautiful. The sun's, starting to peek over the building, and it's been wonderful. We've got Twisted Treats coming out this weekend for ice cream, to have ice cream at the winery. So we've got a bunch of fun events starting to come up.
I'm intrigued by the wine and yoga here. That's how many of these have you done so far?
Well, we started them last year, last year we started with like 2 a month, and honestly the demand got so high for it, we've been doing them every Thursday now.
My gosh.
Yes. And so I have to say, I went to the first one and my kids play ball every Thursday night, and I was like, no. you want to be that supportive mom, but in the back of my mind I'm like, man, I really want to be at wine and yoga
wine and yoga.
So I haven't been able to go back since, but the first one I went to this year was just phenomenal. I know they've gotten bigger and bigger each time we've had them, and everybody's like, I've never done yoga before. It doesn't matter. Our yoga teachers that we have out there, they're amazing at modifying things or making it more difficult that you want. And I have to say, if you're a first time yoga person, make sure you drink your glass of wine after yoga.
I was about to say.
Your balance can be challenged enough in yoga, let alone with a glass of wine in there. So you may want to save it afterwards as a celebratory drink.
Holly is the co-owner of Hidden Hills Vineyard and Winery behind Love's in Knoxville. And I'd like to take the last few minutes that we have here in our segment to talk about the future of Hidden Hills. You've got some big plans for this.
We do. We really do. One thing when we first started this, again, we wanted just a relaxing, comfortable place where people could go and enjoy some wine and learn about it. But as we got bigger, we wanted a place where people could gather to celebrate life, celebrate different events in their lives and things that are happening. And we realized very quickly that we were going to need a bigger space to do that.
Right.
So we do have plans to build on a banquet facility. We're hoping within the next 2 to 3 years, kind of depending how everything goes with COVID and things like that, we really are looking to have a banquet facility built on. So then we can have, larger things like an indoor wedding reception. So like right now we can do weddings, but it's all outdoors. We have no rain backup. With this facility, then we can do indoor wedding reception. We can do class reunions, different things like that. And so that's kind of one of our bigger dreams, is to do that. And then of course, just more and more events. We've been doing wreath making and succulent class and cupcake and wine class, which that sells out every time, cupcakes and wine, if that doesn't speak to you. And so just more and more bigger classes and different things, way to bring people together and just enjoy life together.
Yeah, yeah. And how about the wine itself? Mm-hmm. You've got other big plans for other different types? I mean,
we've kind of played around with some different things. Like I said, we've been working on some packaging stuff. So like now we have the wine slushies now. We had done adult Capri Suns, which have been so fun. And then just looking at some different sangrias that we could possibly do and some different mixtures like that and blends.
Do you get into like the Moscato and that kind of?
The Moscato itself is a little bit more on the carbonated side. Okay. Some of them can be, but our sweet white and semi-sweet white are right down the line of Moscato.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, boy, we're so excited. I mean, again, we're so grateful for you and your family and your staff there at Hidden Hills. What a great place.
Thank you. And
especially the future with a banquet hall there. I mean, we're so in need in this area.
Yes.
We've got great facilities, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But we need more.
Yep. And
we
for bigger, so. You know, for larger. I got married, you know, in this area. Oh my gosh, like 9 years ago, I can't believe. But and trying to find a big enough venue, you know, it's hard. So we hope we can provide that service to people. And we are just so blessed to have a supportive community that's, you know, from the very beginning supported us and helped us make it. And, you know, in a small town, it's hard to have a small business. And we have had a ton of support. We really appreciate everything.
Well, that's great. Well, you've got a wonderful business out there. We love it. So real quick, we want to hit the Brushville concert again.
Yes.
Coming up August 1st.
Yes. So Brushville will be at Hidden Hills August 1st. Doors open at 5:30. Concert starts at 7. You can get your tickets beforehand for $15 through Eventbrite. Either find the link on our Facebook or on our website, HiddenHillsWines.com, or it's $20 at the door. So keep your eyes open for any changes that, but we're super excited to have Brushville.
And live music throughout July, too, on every Friday.
Yeah, so we have Jeff Spragley this Sunday, 1 to 4, out at the winery. So come see Jeff if you have he's a little one-man band. He does a great job.
Yeah.
Enjoy some music. It's supposed to be beautiful out this weekend, so come and enjoy the music we have.
All right, Holly, thank you so much. Come back and see us again soon, okay?
We will, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.